Joe Biden announced that his COVID-19 vaccine plan involves getting 100 million shots into Americans' arms in his first 100 days of office, which begins next week. But this is only the beginning of his COVID-19 plan. Lasting impact, he said, will come from uniting the U.S. in a new effort grounded in science and fueled by billions of dollars in federal money for vaccination, testing, and outbreak sleuths.
This will be one of the most challenging operational efforts ever undertaken by our country. But you have my word that we will manage the hell out of this operation. But as I said last night, we need funding from Congress to make this happen. And I'm optimistic. I'm convinced the American people are ready to spare no effort and no expense to get this done.
Biden also underscored a need for Congress to approve more money for COVID-19 mitigation and control, and for people to keep following basic precautions, such as wearing masks, avoiding gatherings, and frequently washing their hands. He said that these precautions are the bare minimum and that they are not a partisan issue, and denounced members of Congress who continue to refuse to wear masks.
Quite frankly, it was shocking to see members of the Congress, while the Capitol was under siege by a deadly mob of thugs, refusing to wear a mask while they were in secure locations. I'm so proud of my congresswoman right here in the state of Delaware, Lisa Brunt Rochester, trying to hand out masks while people are lying on the floor, huddle up, and a Republican colleague refusing to put them on. What the hell's the matter with them?
Biden's $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan includes about $400 million focused on measures aimed at controlling the virus. Those range from mass vaccination centers to more sophisticated scientific analysis of new coronavirus strains and squads of local health workers to trace the contacts of infected people. He also stated that the vaccine rollout will be equitable and that communities of color, which have an infection rate four times that of white communities, rural communities, those with disabilities, and seniors will, quote, not be left behind. The latest tier of vaccinations calls for states to administer vaccines to people who are 65 and older. 80% of deaths from COVID-19 are people in that age group. However, public health officials are skeptical that Biden's plan will work in the wake of the Trump administration's vaccine rollout fiasco earlier this week. The Trump campaign announced when vaccines first became available that half of the vaccines would be reserved for folks to receive the second round of vaccine 1 month after the first round was administered, as advised by the FDA. In San Francisco and in cities across the nation, this has led to confusion about the amount of vaccine available, as well as extreme shortages. Although federal and state officials have said that people 65 and older can now get the vaccine, there is nowhere near enough of a supply of vaccine for those individuals and others in the current vaccination tier. San Francisco Mayor London Breed says that San Francisco has the infrastructure to administer 10,000 vaccines per day, yet the amount of vaccine provided by the federal and state government is falling well below that mark.
I know there have been a lot of questions about the vaccines. I know that there's been a lot of misinformation that has been out there in the public. I have a lot of the same questions, including how we get more vaccines. We're ready for more doses. We need more doses. We're asking for more doses.
Dr. Grant Colfax, Director of Health for the City and County of San Francisco, echoed Mayor Breed's concerns, saying that there is very little certainty in how much of the vaccine will be available in San Francisco during any given week.
I can tell you that our vaccine supply, what we're allocated to from the state, which again, we have no control over, jumps up and down. So what we receive fluctuates week by week and sometimes day by day. And as an example, this we were recently told by the state that next week we would get 1,700 vaccines, whereas, you know, a couple of weeks ago we got 11,000 vaccines. So it's very hard to plan for this.
Biden will be sworn into office next week and has assured the public that his plan for vaccine distribution will be entirely transparent, hopefully minimizing confusion. In the city of San Francisco, residents will be able to register to be notified of when it's their turn to receive the vaccine, at sf.gov/vaccine notify starting next Tuesday. I'm Jalen Herdman for KPFA.